You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For our weekly catch-up with the queens from RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under Season 4, last week I had a chat with Melbourne-based queen Brenda Brest about the most recent episode and her experiences on the show.
Let's start off from the beginning. What was your reaction like being picked for the season of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under?
Oh, I honestly was just so honoured to be trusted to represent Down Under Drag, you know? It's such a huge honour to be able to be given this platform, and I didn't take it lightly. Mm. I still don't. So I just feel so blessed and honoured to be able to call myself one of Mitch's bitches.
One of Mitch's bitches. And what was your reaction like? Were you, like, ecstatic? Was this, like, your first time applying to be on the show?
No, so it was my third time applying for Drag Race. So I'd applied, obviously we couldn't apply for season one. That was like sort of invite only.
Right.
But every other season I applied for. So yeah, for season three, I got a call, but after casting had finished, but I'd gotten a call from the casting team to say, we really loved your application. You didn't make it this time, but we'd love for you to apply next year. So going into this season, I kind of thought, I was like, I think I've got a chance. Mm. But I wasn't holding out hope so that I wasn't disappointed, but I thought I was in with a chance.
No, fair enough. And here you are. Here you are, a contestant on season four.
Here we are on the other side.
Very, very exciting. Very exciting. All right, now let's dabble in a bit of talking about the maxi challenge. So the queen's challenge was to dress up a librarian as a sort of drag family with the contestant while also telling a compelling story. How would you compare this challenge to previous challenge you would have faced on the show?
This challenge is an interesting one because the judging criteria is a little ambiguous, you know? And from watching the show for a few years, you never really know which way it's going to go. And sometimes the judges will say they want, you know, really strong family resemblance. Sometimes they'll say, oh, we didn't ask for twins. We just asked for family resemblance. Sometimes they'll say, oh, you look identical. We love that. Sometimes they'll look nothing alike and they'll be like, oh my God, you look fabulous. So it's like you really don't know which way it's going to go. Compared to the other challenges where, you know, like Snatch Game, it's pretty simple. You be funny, you make them laugh, you do a good impression. Or the design challenge, make a good costume, you know?
Yeah.
So it's an interesting challenge that you really don't, it's very ambiguous.
And I want to talk about your experience with Hannah, who you worked with, the librarian. I want to say that librarians as like a whole, like the whole cliche is they're like quiet and reserved and like quite quiet people.
Yeah.
Hannah was not, bless her soul.
Oh my God.
She had so many things to say. She sounds like a very lovely woman. What was your experience working with Hannah?
We had the best time. We honestly had so much fun. I couldn't have asked for a better person to be paired with for this challenge. Like we were laughing the whole time. In between takes, we kept being asked to be quiet because we've been too
really
I felt like we were kindred spirits. We really were. And she made the whole experience of that challenge so much more enjoyable. She was so sweet. But she loves to chat.
No, fair enough. And as like a viewer's, from my perspective as like just like a watcher, she seemed quite confident as a whole. But
she was.
But would you say, you go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you.
Oh, no, that's what I was just, she was really confident, which made my job so much easier because I really didn't have to bring her out of her shell so much. She was already confident. And so we were just able to enjoy ourselves.
Did you have any sort of challenges at all? Like, I know some of the other librarians were a bit more reserved, so they had to kind of be broken out of their shell a bit more. Did you have the same sort of experience with Hannah?
I really didn't struggle with anything with her. You know, the only thing I struggled with was that I had to tell her to be quiet sometimes so I could do her makeup. I was like, you need to be still.
Yeah, fair enough.
She could already walk in heels. She was already confident. She already had the personality that a Brest family member would have.
Yes.
And so I really, really was quite quite lucky that Vibe paired us together because I really didn't have to do much in order to bring out that personality in her.
No, fair enough.
I was able to enhance it and we were able to just have a lot of fun together.
And what was it like doing this challenge as like a whole, right? Like doing drag on someone else is a very different experience than doing drag on yourself. So how was your experience with that?
Look, I wouldn't say putting other people in drag is one of my favorite things to do. doing makeup on other people is really, really tricky. It's a lot harder than you might think. And just because you can do your own makeup and make it look really good doesn't mean that you're able to do it on someone else. All your hand positions are sort of the opposite, and you've got to learn someone's face. Like, from doing makeup on myself for so many years, I know my face and I know my features and my bone structure and what looks good on my face. And then you go and do it on someone else, and you've kind of got to learn their face in an instant. Mm. And that sort of takes time.
Yeah.
So it's tricky, and it was a hard challenge. I think the thing that I struggled the most with in the challenge was the makeup aspect. Mm. But Steve, even in saying that, I thought we looked great and I thought we had good family resemblance.
No, fair enough. And looking back now, is there anything at all you would have changed?
With this challenge or just in general?
With this challenge specifically.
Honestly, I don't think I would.
Mm.
I really don't think I would. I stand by the costumes that I brought. I thought we had a great story that we brought on the runway. I thought it was silly, it was fun, but it was still quintessentially Brenda Breast and Splendid, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
I really don't think I don't have any regrets about the episode. And I think it purely just came down to the fact that everyone did so well.
Yeah, I was going to touch on that. It was so close. It was ridiculously close. Like, watching the episode, because I just watched it before, I didn't know who was going to be eliminated, who was going to be, like, top. It was probably the closest, I would say, out of any of the challenges so far in the season.
And I remember while we were getting critiques, they'd sort of almost gotten to the end of everyone, and Max and I were standing at the back of the stage, and we looked at each other, and she said to me, she's like, are we in the bottom? Because we'd gotten our critiques earlier, and so we were, like, feeling pretty good about ourselves because they were saying how much they loved us, and we were like, oh, great. We're fine. And then we got to the end of the critiques and Max and I were like, are we in the bottom? Like, what's happening? It was really hard to pick. So we really had no idea where we stood.
Mm. And just moving on to the season as like a whole, what would you say was your favorite challenge looking back now?
My favorite challenge, I think, was the girl group challenge.
Mm.
I had so much fun in the girl group challenge. Our group was... We had a really great group that we got paired all together with. And I loved the songs. I thought the Grease theme was so much fun. It was right up my alley.
Mm.
And just writing verses and coming up with choreography and being, like, fun in camp, I had the best time. And Queen Kong was so great to work with.
Mm.
We had a great time. I loved that challenge so much.
Mm. And what would you say would be, like, the most difficult challenge for you?
The self challenge for me. The design challenge was tricky.
Yeah.
I never consider myself a seamstress, but I can sew. And I think it was just a combination of being exhausted from such a huge challenge. We were up so late sewing.
Mm.
And then to get bad critiques afterwards, I was sort of just like, I'm feeling a bit defeated, you know?
Yeah.
And I think if I had gone home that episode, or if I'd been in the bottom that episode, I would have felt a lot worse about the whole Drag Race experience.
Mm.
Because I was at like a low point.
Yeah.
But after getting through that and then having so much fun in this challenge, in the makeover challenge, I think that's what really, it left me with a good taste in my mouth still with the whole experience. I had fun. I was happy with what I brought, and I was content with what I brought to the competition.
Fair enough. And what have you learnt from this experience as a whole? What things are you going to bring forward in your drag journey from this experience?
I think the biggest thing that I've learnt was just don't take yourself too seriously, you know? Like, drag at the end of the day it's silly. It's really silly. And if you're not having fun doing something, then why are you doing it, you know? Don't take yourself too seriously. Enjoy yourself and take every opportunity that you're given by the balls, you know?
Yeah, literally.
Don't overthink anything. Make any situation that you're put into, make it work, because we're only here for so long, you know? And on Drag Race especially, you only get the spotlight on you for the tiniest amount of time. You better make it worth it.
Yeah, 100%. And what was your experience working with the other queens like?
We had the best time, honestly. We, as much as it seemed like we were getting along, we really were getting along really well. And we still do. Like, we've got our group chat going, and we're every time that something happens on the show, like, we're all checking in with each other. Every week that we know who's going home. Everyone's been checking in. Like, this week, everyone's been saying, like, how are you feeling coming up for this week's episode, Brenda? Like, we really have been quite... We all got really close and we all support each other. So I feel really honoured and lucky to be part of such an iconic cast.
Mm, no, that's very, very sweet. It's very lovely. I didn't know about the whole group chat. That's really sweet of them. Yeah.
It's just been lovely. And it's just been so great to be able to debrief and, like, vent with the people who were there that went through the exact same thing that I went through, and just to be able to be that support for each other and, like, to cheer each other on, you know?
Mm, yeah, definitely. Now, I've got one final question. What is next for you, Brenda?
I've got some exciting things in the works. I've got some music coming out, which is very exciting. I know, never been done before, Drag Race Queen releasing music after the show. but I've got some exciting opportunities happening next year with some theatre. I really want to take my theatre and run with that, because that's what got me into drag, and I want to keep doing more of that, because that's where my passion is. So yeah, lots of stuff, and perhaps a little tour happening next year with a new original show.
Really.
I'm still in the works yet, so I can't release too much information.
Understandable.
But stay tuned for that, because she's going to be bringing her vocal cords and her voice all around Australia.
As she should. What about New Zealand? What about over across the ditch over here?
Oh, and New Zealand, of course. All down under.
Love to hear it.
That was the lovely Brenda Breast. Thank you once again for the lovely chat.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.